Building for the future. Council has many major capital works projects in progress at any one time. To view an interactive map featuring project locations and information, visit www.cardinia.vic.gov.au/major projects. Recycled concrete saves costs and resources. Approximately 10,000 tonnes of old concrete footpath, curb and channel, pit lids and pipes have been crushed and reused on unsealed roads across the Shire as part of a $140,000 recycling program. The concrete was removed as part of Council's concrete renewal programs. It has been used to strengthen and provide flood mitigation on certain unsealed roads within the Shire. By using recycled concrete, Council reduces the amount of waste going to landfills, as well as the costs to produce crushed rock from raw materials, providing both economic and environmental benefits. Gravel footpath upgrades. As part of Council's asset renewal program, approximately 8 kilometres of gravel footpaths were replenished with new crushed rock material that was lost due to weather conditions and general wear and tear. Footpaths included in the $90,000 program were located in Cockatoo, Beaconsfield, Beaconsfield Upper, Emerald, Gembrook, Kooyarrup and Maryknoll. Council currently maintain approximately 45 kilometres of gravel footpaths across the Shire. Unsealed Roads Resheeting Program. A unique blended crushed rock material, developed in partnership with a local quarry, has been used to replenish about 40 kilometres of unsealed roads this financial year, replacing material that has been lost due to weather and wear and tear. Council maintains about 865 kilometres of unsealed roads across the Shire, which, if joined end to end, would stretch almost from Melbourne to Sydney. Townships included in the $900,000 resheeting program were Avonsley, Beaconsfield Upper, Katani, Clematis, Cockatoo, Emerald, Gembrook, Kooyarrup, Kooyarrup North, Monomeath, Narnagoon, Officer, Officer South, Pakenham, Pakenham South, Tynong North, and Yenathan. Free household chemical collections. Get rid of unwanted household chemicals by dropping them off at the free Detox Your Home mobile collection and help reduce the risk of poisoning, environmental pollution and bushfire hazards. Not only are these chemicals diverted from landfill, but once collected, they are also recycled wherever possible. Accepted items include certain fuels, glues, gardening products, rat poison, paint stripper and pool chemicals. A full list of items that will and will not be accepted can be found on Sustainability Victoria's website. The collection will be held on Saturday, the 29th of April, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The site address in Pakenham will be provided upon registration. Another nearby Detox Your Home mobile collection will be held in Dandenong on the 17th of June. To attend either event, register online with Sustainability Victoria or call them on 1300 363 744. Mobile collections do not accept paint. Household paint is accepted all year round at Detox Your Home permanent sites. Our nearest site? Hampton Park Resource Recovery Precinct, 274 Hallam Road, Hampton Park, 3976. Phone 9799 6277. Detox Your Home is a free service for all Victorian householders. It is administered by Sustainability Victoria in partnership with local councils and funded by the Victorian Landfill Levy. More info? www.sustainability.vic.gov.au/detoxyourhome. Bunyip Modella Bridge Renewal. Construction is well underway on the Bunyip-Modella Road bridge replacement in Bunyip, which will see the crossing point significantly strengthened to cater for the needs of local residents and industry. The existing timber bridge, which has a 10-ton load limit, is being replaced with a contemporary reinforced concrete structure that has a 136-ton load limit. Project engineer Stuart Pike said the new bridge would provide much better transport connections for Bunyip's food supply industry. The existing bridge crosses the Bunyip River at the southwestern end of the township. The river is the major watercourse through Cardinia Shire, so the bridge is a key crossing point for both local residents and businesses. The $1.388 million project is jointly funded by Council and the Australian Government Bridges Renewal Program of $694,000 each. Work started on the new bridge in January 2017, and the project is scheduled to be completed in March. As the contractors are using the old bridge as a working platform, it will be demolished in stages as the works progress. A detour route has been set up around the worksite until work is completed. McGregor Road signals make crossing safer. While schoolchildren were enjoying their summer break, Council got busy in January converting the supervised school crossing on McGregor Road in Pakenham to pedestrian-operated traffic signals. Project engineer Kurt Pitt said improving the existing crossing was a high priority, given it was heavily used by people accessing the nearby Heritage Springs Shopping Centre and Pakenham Springs Primary School. The high volume and speed of traffic using the road meant that there were ongoing safety issues. Upgrading the existing crossing with pedestrian-operated signals was an effective way to address those concerns with only minimal works required, said Kurt. The work, which included power reticulation and connection, pouring foundations and installing signals and lighting, was completed over the January school holidays to ensure minimal impact on the existing school crossing. The final step will be completed by AusNet Services, who are responsible for connecting the power to activate the signals. McGregor Road carries over 16,000 vehicles per day, and these new signals will greatly improve safety for all crossing this busy road.